I'm giving you a taste of what I plan to do next week. You know, every once in a while I'll do This Week in Song. I probably need to go ahead and do that on a routine basis, but because especially since I know it's been a while since I featured This Week in Song. Plan to do that next week, and this is how I plan to do it. You know, I often have different themes, different ways that I go with how I'm going to do This Week in Song. Next week, this is what I want to do. I want to feature throughout the week songs by the Crusaders, but also, to give it a nice little twist, I want to feature songs that are done by in their solo projects as well. So we'll hear from each of these men with their solo projects. We'll hear some songs by the Crusaders, having brought, you know, with them all together. And we'll do that throughout the week. It's going to be fun. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. Later this week, we're going to be talking spiritual perspectives. Going to be continuing our look at, by the way, those of you just joining us, of course, the sounds that you were hearing are the sounds of the Crusaders. And we'll be hearing more for them next week. This week, we're going to look some more at organic eating. I'm going to be sharing with you some of the foods that you might want to consider buying as organic foods as opposed to conventional foods. Later today, we're going to be talking about tea levels, not that which has to do with HIV, that which has to do with testosterone. That's right, testosterone. We're going to look at the effects of low testosterone levels, and we're going to look at how we can boost tea levels naturally. That's right, got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to be taking a look at spiritual perspectives. I'm telling you, this whole thing about pivotal points, pivotal moments, pivotal people. I'm telling you, all of that is just as real, just as valid, just as significant today as they were a few hundred years ago. We're going to continue our look at God's working through Moses as a pivotal person in a pivotal moment on tomorrow's Spiritual Perspectives. We're going to take a look at meats and aging men. Do meats make a difference one way or the other for the health and the well-being of aging men? Does it bring their health down? Does it improve their health? Those are some of the topics we'll be taking a look at later this week. www.speakingwith.com. That's where you can go to find the list of guests and topics for each week. And as I've mentioned before, usually that information is up and ready by Sunday. All right. Now, one more comment. I really like this. This is something that Ms. Davalori said in her interview with CNN. She talked about, and that's where we're bringing this to you from, she talked about how becoming Miss America is something that really gave her a sense of validity that she had never had, because it was solely her own and she put her own name on it. It's interesting that she said it gave her a sense of validity that she never had. How many of us go through life feeling as though we don't have adequate validity? She's really proud to say that it's okay to not fit the mold. It's okay to break the stereotype or whatever it is and stick to your gut. Again, I say to Ms. Davalori, congratulations on your win. Thank you so much for representing our country. Do well now. Do well all the way through. Something else that's been going on that really is good is when we are reaching out to people of all colors, people of both genders, people of both age groups, people of various social classes. And we're not stuck on, you know, just wanting to truly embrace the people who are most like us. Remember now, humanity is common to humanity. Yes, it is. Humanity. Every human being is a human being. Regardless, and I do mean regardless, of color, gender, age, nationality, every human is a human. It's so beautiful when we see people reaching out to truly embrace other people. One of the things that I've been told in the past, and I know a number of people have said, I've read comments about this, is that very often when people of color, and particularly the black race, want other races to help them out, help us out with the challenges we face, etc., one of the things that so many other people look for is to see what we're doing to help ourselves. I really appreciate President Obama for showing and making it very, very clear that he really is reaching out to help every class in America, every ethnicity in America, whether white, black, Indian, you name it. He really is striving to help us all, both genders, equal pay for equal work. No longer being charged, ladies, for, charge a higher premium just because you're a lady. President Obama reaching out to help across all kinds of lines. Well, he's doing that when it comes to social class. He's doing that when it comes to helping out young black men, boys, because one of the things is there's the needs are so many and they're so intense. I really take my hat off to the many people of every community who is doing what you can to help the black race, the white race. I appreciate you. There are Hispanics working with black organizations to help both the black and Hispanic communities, Asian communities. President Obama shared with the nation, and if you will, the world, his plan, his initiative for helping males of color, especially boys and young men. My brother's keeper. We know that question was asked by Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? He wasn't, but he should have been. He was his brother's murderer, but he should have been his brother's keeper. Which are you? Are you a keeper or a murderer of your brother, of your sister? Which is it? I guarantee you, many of the black people who were criticizing President Obama for not doing enough for the black race, for the black community, I guarantee you many of them have engaged recently in activity that was designed, intended to hurt some other black people who had never hurt them and never tried to hurt them, and they had no reason to believe ever would try to do a thing to hurt them. I tell you, this is just a tremendous situation we find ourselves in. So much irony in life. But when we come back, in order to encourage again many of the people from various other communities who are looking at what our president is doing for black America, for other black people who want to know what our president is doing for black America, I'm going to bring you the speech that he gave just a little while ago in regards to my brother's keeper initiative. Stay with me.